we all know that in environments we feel comfortable in, interiorly or exteriorly, it's always easy to move in those environments with a sense of spiritual things. But then when we're having to deal with stuff that challenges us, I mean, that's when those principles have to be called upon, and that's when they're difficult. But it's that difficulty that actually establishes them. You know, something that comes out in the work Divine Providence is that when you're in the delight of your love, you don't reflect. Why would you? You're just in the delight of it. So what this level of life offers is resistance on every turn, you know, at a physical level as well as interpersonal level. Like you, at every level, this level of life creates resistance. And it's through that tension and that resistance that there's the opportunity to reflect. And so everything, even at the natural level of life, is given so that the Lord's ends can be fulfilled, which is the salvation of the human race. And the reason it's difficult in that sense here is so that we really do live in the feeling that life is our own. And so we have to turn to those truths constantly to remind ourselves that what is presenting as appearances are appearances. It's not the real thing. The real thing is in the inner world where thoughts and affections are forming, because that's the filter through which everything we experience more exteriorly is passing through. And if that filter is built up out of the things of the word, it's a very different experience to if it's built up out of a love of self and the need to, you know, for self-preservation and self-interest and all of that. So we get that contrast. A reminder that the text is psychoactive. It reveals our state and it also initiates those states. So as we engage with the text itself is telling us what has to come to pass. And because the Lord has spoken it, right, those processes have to unfold as they're described. There's no other way. So the text itself, in this sense, if this makes sense, is the celestial of the spiritual in a natural form. So, you know, it's through the text that we are given insight into what the inner, what's involved in these inner processes. And the thing that's summarized in this particular reading is that things enter, truths enter by an external way through the medium of the love of self and love of the world, our self-interest, so reputation, honor, and gain. So these are motivations that the Lord uses, because that's all he's got, that encourages us to take these things in. But there comes a point where that motivation has to be separated from the truths themselves. So that's when the truths and the goods are indrawn and the love of self and the love of the world are left destitute. And it's at that point that we will call upon the Lord, and those loves can then be pushed out, or our sense of self can be more extracted from them. And in that process, those goods and truths can return, but they are remembered, they're reconstituted in a form that aligns with the Lord's own purposes, which is, you know, salvation of the human race. So the process looks to eternal ends, and there could be temporal difficulties as has been described. Okay, so temporal difficulties you cannot avoid, but the end is an eternal end, which is a heavenly sense of self. And when we enter fully into that self, all the difficulties will be seen for what they are and that they were needed, and be in the fullness of the Lord's life, or in the fullness of whatever capacity is developed within us. There are a number of examples of how when we get absorbed into external life, spiritual things are apparently eaten up. We kind of lack access to them. That was highlighted a few times. And just a comment so far as being able to take these principles and to be able to communicate them to others, there's always a difficulty in making that crossover. But the means by which that can come about more, as you work interiorly with your states, you gain illustration that is common to every human being. You begin to see these principles operating in a way whereby you will be able to communicate them more fully, more in a way that is more able to meet with where a person is at.